Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Get up and go ontbyt.
For those of you shifting around uncomfortably on your chair, when is it going to be Zanti? When is it going to be Zanti? Everybody, you don't need to wonder anymore. She's here. Sy is reg vir ons. Dis Zanti Swanepoel, sy keer op Woensdag saam met ons. Sy is internationale spreker, motiveerder, besigheidsvrou, vorige mevrou Verenigde Nasies internationaal. En nou is sy the queen of walking. That sounds a bit weird. I'm sure I could have come up with something better than that. She's the walking queen. That's much better. Good morning, Zanti. Hoop gaan goed.
Môre, Brad, ek gevoel nou vreeslik.
Queen of walking. I don't know what I was thinking.
Want ek beloof vir jou, as ek walk, like ek alles behalwe soos 'n queen. Maar in elk geval, ek vat dit, hoor.
Okay, dit is reg. Hoe gaan dit met al die gestappery? Gaan dit goed met al die gestappery?
Nee, wat? Dit gaan goed. Okay. Dit gaan goed. Ons stap en ons bid. Ek sê mos daar is net iets anders in die gees. Daar is iets anders in jou wese wat gebeur wanneer jy stap en bid. You just have to do it for yourself to find that out. En ek verstaan so baie hoekom Jesus met sy disippels gaan stap het. Jy weet, hulle het oral heen gestap. Omdat hulle moes, punt 1, maar ek dink dit was ook die tyd waar die Here gekies het, want dit was net, ek dink dit was net kosbaar om met hom tyd te spandeer terwyl jy stap. It's just something about that. So probeer dit gerus luister af. Maar ek wil vanoggend bietjie praat oor, jy weet, weer Woensdag terug het ek is nog steeds op die float, trust and believe. En ek dink terug aan die dogtertjie wat vir 4 ure op haar rug gelê en wag het vir haar pa om haar te kom red in 'n baie wilde see, sonder om paniekerig te raak of ja, op haar senuwees, want sy het haar pa geken en sy het haar pa se woord vertrou. En dis asof ek net hierdie week, asof die Here my net, soos ek saam met hom stap en bid, en sê, Here, wat wil u sê? Want vir my gaan dit nie oor wat ek sê op 'n Woensdag nie. Ek is totaal en al irrelevant. Dit gaan oor wat is op God se hart. Vir my en vir jou luisteraar en vir jou broer en almal in die studio op 'n Woensdagoggend. Dis die belangrike. Nie wat ek kan uitdink nie. En weet, ek het net hierdie ding op my hart van, as die Heilige Gees net my sê, maar hoekom dink jy sukkel my kinders om my te vertrou? En die Here bring my terug na, miskien ken hulle my nie as pa nie. Jy weet, hierdie dogtertjie wat haar pa vir 4 ure vertrou het en wil sê, het haar pa geken, want dit was haar pa. Dit was nie iemand ver nie. Dit was nie iemand wat sy nie geken het nie. En asof die Here my uitdaag en sê, maar Zanti, ken almal my as vader, as pa, as Abba. En ek wil jou uitdaag vir oggend luisteraar, because it makes a huge difference when you start to get to know God as your Abba Father. It changes everything. En weet jy wat? Jesus het die prys daarvoor betaal. En ek dink soms moet dit so moeilik wees vir God as ons om nader en ons sien hom dalk nog steeds as hierdie regter op 'n regsbank in die Hooggeregshof. En of ons sien hom as so heilig dat ons nooit naby kan kom nie. Maar hy het sy seun gesterf sodat ons hom as pappa kan leer ken. En weet jy wat? As ek hom ken as pa, kan ek hom vertrou. Want ek ken sy hart. En as jy 'n pa is of jy is 'n ma, dan is dit 'n ander konteks wat jy met jou kinders werk. Jy sal sterf vir jou kinders. Jy weet dit as pa en ma.
Ja.
Jy sal iemand aanvat as hulle aan jou kinders wil raak. Dis wie jy is as pa en ma. Hoeveel te meer dink jy is God as pa? Want hy het jou dit gemaak in sy gelykenis. So ek wil vir jou vandag net terugbring en net vir jou vertel, en iemand het een keer geskryf hoe dit sy lewe radikaal verander het en dit het my lewe verander. Ek het maar moeilik groot geword in die sin van ek het verskeie pa's gehad. Ek het 4 pa's begrawe voor ek 40 was. Wat net gesterf het. So jy weet, die lewe gebeur. Ek moes God leer ken as pa. Hy is al wat ek het as pa. Hy was nog altyd die een wat daar was wanneer my wêreldse pa's geval het. En wanneer hulle nie daar was nie. Ek kan nie anders as om God te ken as Abba Vader nie. Dit is wie hy is vir my. Ek bid dit vir jou toe vanoggend. Dat jy God so sal sien. En 'n man skryf een keer, hy sê, "For a long time I believed in God, but I did not know him as Father. I knew him as powerful, holy and distant. I knew him as someone to obey, to impress or avoid disappointing. My relationship with God was built on awareness of him, not intimacy with him. Everything changed the moment I understood that Jesus gave up his life so I could call him Father. Jesus did not come merely to forgive our sins. He came to restore relationship. When he taught his disciples to pray, he did not begin with fear or formality. He began with family. Pray then like this, he said. Our Father in heaven. That was radical. Jesus was inviting ordinary people to approach God the same way he did. Not as servants trying to earn favor, but as children who already belonged. This invitation came at a great cost. On the cross, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? That moment matters deeply. Jesus experienced separation so we could experience adoption. He was treated as distant so we could be brought near. He lost the comfort of calling God Father in that moment so that we could gain it forever. Jesus himself said, this was the purpose. I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. He did not say his Father only. He said, your Father. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus permanently brought us into his relationship with the Father. And this is not poetic language. This is a spiritual reality. Paul explains it, what it means for us now. You see, because you are sons and daughters, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Abba is not a distant title. It is the language of closeness, safety, and belonging. The Spirit does not teach us to fear God. He teaches us to cry out to him. Calling God Father changed how I see myself, he says. I'm no longer defined by my past, my failures, or my performance, because his word says, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. Amen. And so we are. Not trying to become, not hoping one day, we are. It also changed how I handle weakness. A father does not abandon his children when they stumble. Think of yourself. Jesus said, if you then who are evil know how to do good or give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father give good things to those who ask him? So I no longer run from God when I fail. I run to him. Calling God Father changed my prayer life, he says, my confidence and my peace. I'm not negotiating acceptance. I'm not bracing for rejection. I am not living under suspicion. Jesus said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God is not reluctant. He is generous. Jesus did not die just to forgive me. He died to bring you and to bring me home. For though him we both have access in one spirit to the Father, says Ephesians 2 verses 18. And access is not earned. It's granted. It is permitted. Calling God Father changed everything because it changed how I understand God. I am not approaching a judge hoping for mercy. I am approaching a Father who already gave his Son for me. Jesus gave up his life so I and you could say one word without fear. Abba, Father. Amen and amen.
That's beautiful. I love this concept of belonging. We are not lost. Zanti, thank you. Thank you for the beautiful stories you share. Thank you that you evoke something lively from within us every Wednesday. We appreciate you and say bye-bye, dankie. Mag het goed gaan, mag jy veilig wees en dan gesels ons weer volgende keer.
Dankie julle, tata.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.